Good Wednesday morning, family. And again, thank you. Thank you for meeting with me and starting the day together with me in God's Word. Today we are in John chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. And today we will read the first part of the account of the death and the rising of Lazarus. Jesus receives word that his friend Lazarus is ill, but he delays making the trip to Bethany to see him. The conclusion of the story will provide an occasion for Jesus to reveal the glory of God. Today's reading includes another of the I Am passages that appear only in John's Gospel. Jesus' self-revelation connecting him to the divine name and identifying him as one who has come to make God known. And God's guiding word for us as we continue in this week is love. So, let's begin reading John chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. A man named Lazarus, who lived in Bethany, became sick. Bethany was the town where Mary and her sister Martha lived. This Mary was the one who poured the perfume on the Lord's feet and wiped them with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was sick. The sisters sent Jesus a message. Lord, your dear friend is sick. When Jesus heard it, he said, "The final results of this sickness will not be the death of Lazarus. This has happened in order to bring glory to God, and it will be the means by which the Son of Man will receive glory." Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet, when he received the news that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was for two more days. Then he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." "Teacher," the disciples answered, "just a short time ago the people there wanted to stone you. Are you planning to go back so soon?" And Jesus said, "The day has 12 hours, doesn't it? So those who walk in broad daylight do not stumble. For those who see the light of this, for they are the ones that see the light of this world. But if they walk during the night, they stumble because they have no light." Jesus said this and then added, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I will go and wake him up." The disciples answered, "Well, if he's asleep, Lord, he will get better." And Jesus meant that Lazarus had died, but he meant, they thought he meant a natural sleep. So Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. But for your sake, I am glad that I was not with him, so that you will believe. Now, let us go to him." Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us all go along with the teacher so that we may die with him." Fun guy to have around, right? Just like the one guy you want to make sure you have on every day trip that you have. Let's just go along so we can all die together. Beginning at verse 17, "Then Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had been buried for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Judeans had come to see Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother's death. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed in the house. Martha said to Jesus, 'If you had been here, Lord, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask him for.' 'Your brother will also rise to life,' Jesus told her. 'I know,' she replied, 'that he will rise to life on the last day.' Jesus said to her, 'I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me will live even though they die. And those who live and believe in me will never die. Do you believe this?' 'Yes, Lord,' she answered. 'I do believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who has come into the world.'" And today's key verse is John chapter 11, verses 25 to 26, where Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me will live even though they die. And those who live and believe in me will never die." You know, it's especially in a time of grief, in a time of loss, in a time where we have a loved one who has passed away, you know, we want some kind of hope that we can hold on to. But Jesus had something bigger planned for Lazarus. He had something bigger planned for Mary and Martha. He didn't want to be there when people could say, well, yeah, you know, Lazarus was kind of sick and he just kind of died and Jesus went ahead and raised him from the dead. No, he wanted the people to know he's been in the tomb for 4 days, his body is rotting, and he is dead, dead, dead. And then Jesus, beloved, my life is full of that phrase, but then Jesus. Your lives, I'm sure, are full of the same phrase, but then Jesus. You were praying for a child, you were praying for a grandchild, you're praying for a job, you're praying for a dear friend. It looks like it's hopeless, but then Jesus. Amen? Let's not forget who Jesus is. It doesn't matter if somebody's, completely just wasted away and there is nothing but ashes left. Jesus calls your name, will come forward. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the resurrection of life, and I trust in you. As I walk with you each day, strengthen my faith and help me to grow in the knowledge of you. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to an end, beloved. Tomorrow, we're going to pick up in John chapter 11, beginning at verse 28, where Lazarus is brought to life. And so until tomorrow, may God's richest blessing